Bezal Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Perek Shiva Asa. We begin the 17th Perek in Hilchas Eidus, in the Laws of Testimony, Seva Shevet, in the Book of Judges, where we discuss other invalidations in regards to the witnesses, specifically the prohibition about saying testimony from someone else. As Rambam begins to look off regarding the testimony that was overheard that would be invalid. As Rambam begins to look off, Mishahidu le'anoshim rabim, someone they testified for him. Many people, greater in wisdom and in awe, in fear of God, they told him that they saw that person violate such and such a sin, or that he borrowed from someone money. Although he believes it in his heart, as if he saw it, because these great, sagacious, wise, and humble people said this thing to him, lo yod, and I'll testify, until he saw the thing with his own eyes, or that the bar admitted from his own mouth, but Yimelin, he tells him, hey, Yulai Eid, I want you to be witness for me, that person lent me 100 dinar. Shenemlik says the Pasuk Yikra, but who aid that he's a witness, or he saw, or he knows, meaning, that you cannot have a testimony that's going to be valid with seeing or knowing, only the testimony regarding monies. That's where it helps, even if you didn't see it, as long as you have a knowledge where the guy is telling it to you. But it has to be direct from the person. Whoever's testifying from what he heard from others, so he's a false witness. He violates a negative prohibition. You should not answer against your friend a false witness. Therefore, since you need to see the thing with your own eyes, even if trustworthy people have told you it's forbidden to testify, we intimidate even for those who are testifying, not just that they shouldn't lie regarding capital punishment, but even for monetary cases, to let them know that, no, you have to have seen this yourself. How do we intimidate them? So we intimidate them in front of everyone present. We let them know the power, the negative energy of false testimony. And the shame of the one who testifies falsely, in this world and in the world to come. Then, after we intimidate him, we take every single person out of the courthouse. We leave the biggest of the witnesses. And they tell him, tell us, how do you know that this person owes this guy money? If he says that he told me I owe him money, that person told me that he owes him. He hasn't said anything. Obviously, when it's from a third party, we say that's not valid. And even when the guy said that I owe the guy money, a person would generally say such a thing that I'm accredited by someone that people shouldn't think that is wealthy. But that's not an admission of testimony that you could say that, oh, he admitted. That's not enough to say he admitted. Until he says, even if he doesn't see the actual loan, but in front of us, he admitted that he owes him, oh, that would be a sufficient testimony. Then they would bring in the second witness, and we check him out the same way. If it turns out that the testimony are exact, then the judges would discuss the case, and then they pass the verdict based on what they know. Halacha Gimel, regarding what type of admission, which we just mentioned in passing, would obligate the person. So matman edim lechaveriv, someone hid witnesses for his friend, and then he doesn't realize his witness is hiding right behind the wall. He admits to him between themselves. And the witnesses, they see and they hear that he's telling him, yes, it's true, yes, I owe you this and this amount of money. But I'm afraid that you might force me in court tomorrow because, yeah, if I'm going to admit to you that you're going to make me pay and I don't know what to pay you right now. Even if there's witnesses that were hiding over there, Hariza in the Eid is not a valid testimony, until he admits in front of witnesses that he sees them. But if not, that's not valid. Halacha Dalet. Echad amayid b'fnei Eidim. Whether someone admits in front of witnesses, v'amadir chaydon, it says in the way of admission, ze yesh lo yaseh kach v'kach. He tells the witnesses that, oh, this guy has by me, then this is the amount of money that I own. Oish Omar, he says to them, atem Eidai, you're my witnesses. Oish Omar, he says, hey, Yolai Eidim, you should be on me witnesses. And this is Bein Shom HaLeiva, where the borrower said this, or Bein Shom HaMavo, even if the lender said this, but Veshasek HaLeiva, the borrower was quiet, Derech Maman Lidvarv, in a way of trusting and admitting to what he's saying, not in a way of like, yeah, I don't really care. Hare Elo Edim. So then they're going to be as witnesses. And Bein Shom HaLeiva, you don't have to say, if they actually made a kinyan from him, from the borrower. on this idea of owing the money. Or he says to them, Kisvulai shtar, write for me a document, shesh lezesli kach v'kach, that this guy has by me that I owe him this and this amount of money, or v'chol koyetz, but v'rmeil, or anything, something like this, then harehim haidah, that's going to be considered admission, or me'idin al piv, and then they could testify based on what he said. Halacha hei continues regarding if they didn't yet see this what they're testifying regarding. That is Talmud Shomali Rabbi. If there's a student that his teacher told him, Yideata, you know, if anyone give me all the money in the world, in the Meshaker, you know me as the Rebbe, I would never lie. So I want you to know, Mana Yeshli Etzel Plaini. There's 100 dinarim that guy owes me. V'yeshli Lav Eirecha, and I have one witness who knows this, but I need two witnesses to win. Lichvit Starf, if I go and combine with him, so I have two witnesses. In the Starf, if he combines with that guy, he's a Eitchak, he's a false witness. He doesn't know this to be true. Halacha Vav. Amalai, let's say the Rebbe says to him, no, just b'yva amir ima aid. Just go and stand with that witness. B'leitai, don't even testify. K'dei sheyir ha'loiva v'yifchad. I just want the borrower to see, and he'll be afraid. V'yal al daitai sh'atim sh'neid. He's just going to think that there's two witnesses. Ah, v'yod ma'atma says, just, you know, there's two witnesses. He's just going to admit on his own. Even that, ha'iza asa lamad, he's not even stand, u'leiroi sh'aid, and to make it appear as if he's a witness. Av b'sheyna maid, even though he's not even testifying. Regarding such a thing and similar types of things, it says in the pasuk, "Midvasheka tirchak." From a false thing, one should distance himself. Don't even give the appearance of being a witness. Halacha zayin, hasoicha edus sheker lahoid lechaber. If someone hires false witnesses to testify, not for himself, he would be liable. But even if he's doing it for his friend, so then patam dinyad, and then he's exempt from the monetary payment here in the courts because it's only a grum. He's only causing damages, and he's going to be exempt. But v'chay b'din Shemaim is going to be liable by the hand of heaven, meaning in the judgment of Shemaim, he's liable because of the damages that he caused by hiring false witnesses. And v'chayin eid echad shakavish edusa, so to a singular witness who held back testimony that he knows, v'lo heid and he doesn't testify, patam din yadim, so it's a grama, it's an indirect cause, he's exempt from the judgment here of man, but v'chay b'din Shemaim is liable for the judgment of heaven because had he testified, he would have made the defendant liable for an oath, and maybe he would have held back from swearing falsely, because people don't want to swear falsely, and he would have paid. Comes out that it would cause a loss of money, and therefore he would be chayiv b'dinei shemayim.